Cattle futures clawed back some losses on Monday. Steer carcass weights are 25 pounds more than a year ago as feeding periods grow longer, according to Daryl Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of April. Cattle futures bounced back some Monday with likely short covering. At the close and before final settlement, live cattle futures were an average of $1.86 higher, and feeder cattle futures were an average of $3.51 higher. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was a standstill in all major cattle feeding regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, FOB live prices were $2 lower in the Texas Panhandle at $182 a hundredweight. They were $1 to $2 lower in Kansas at $182, $3 lower in Nebraska at $184, and $2 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $185. Dressed delivered prices were $3 to $4 lower in Nebraska at $293 and $4 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $293. The 5 Area Direct weighted average FOB live steer price last week was $1.89 lower at $183.84. The average dressed delivered steer price was $3.78 lower at $293.09. Choice box beef cutout value was 31 cents higher Monday afternoon at $300.88 hundredweight. Select was $4.20 lower at $291.34. Turning to row crops, heading into the close, grain and soybean futures gave back gains from the previous session with likely producer selling. Corn futures were 3 to 4 cents lower through May of 25. Kansas City wheat futures were 4 to 5 cents lower through May of 25. And soybean futures were 8 to 15 cents lower through Jan of 25.
Whoa, Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
Nationwide last week, calves and feeder cattle sold $2 to $6 a hundredweight lower, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices were mixed at the weekly Monday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Steers weighing more than 700 pounds and heifers weighing more than 650 pounds sold steady at Oklahoma National Stockyards, where there are 7,200 head on offer. Steers weighing less than 700 pounds and heifers weighing less than 650 sold $3 to $7 lower. At Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, steers weighing less than 625 pounds sold $2 to $12 lower. Steers weighing more than 625 sold steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 550 pounds sold $4 to $12 higher, with instances of up to $20 higher for some 3-weights and light 4-weights. Heifers weighing more than 550 pounds sold steady to $3 lower. There are 6,151 head on offer. Steers weighing 700 pounds sold $8 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, where there are 3,161 head. Steers weighing 800 pounds sold $2 to $6 lower, and then $7 higher at 850 pounds, and steady at 950 pounds. Heifers weighing 5.5 to 600 pounds sold $7 to $8 lower, with instances of sharply lower at 650 pounds. Heifers weighing 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 lower, and then sharply higher at 750 pounds, and steady to a dollar higher at 800 to 850 pounds. Steers sold $8 to $10 lower on comparable offerings at Tri-State Livestock Auction in McCook, Nebraska. Heifers sold mostly $9 higher on comparable offerings. There are 1,460 head on offer. Turning to weekly auction summaries in the Southeast, feeder steers and heifers sold mainly mixed to steady in Kentucky, $4 to $7 lower in Tennessee, and with lower undertones in Arkansas. Major U.S. financial indices closed lower again Monday after support early in the session as Treasury yields surged higher. Advance estimates of U.S. retail and food services in March were up 0.7% month-to-month, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. That was significantly more than expected, adding to inflation bearishness. Retail sales were 4% more than the previous year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 248 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 61 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 290 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures was little changed late afternoon through the front six contracts. Since the start of February, Fed steer carcass weights increased counter-seasonally to 924 pounds, about 25 pounds heavier year over year, according to Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University. He adds that Fed heifer carcass weights are 19 pounds heavier than a year ago. Further, Peel explains, Fed carcass weights are impacted by long-term trends and current market conditions. Carcass weights have trended heavier for more than 60 years, with steer carcass weights increasing by an average of 4 pounds a year, up over 240 pounds from the 660 pounds in the late 1960s to more than 900 pounds in recent years. He says heifer carcass weights have increased by an average of 4.5 pounds per year over the same period. Besides the trend over time, Peel says carcass weights are currently being boosted by moderating feed costs and the incentive to feed cattle longer as a way to maintain feedlot inventories. For instance, Peel explains, Kansas feedlot data shows that steers are currently averaging 190 days on feed. That's up 9 days from a year ago and about 40 days longer than a decade ago. He adds that increasing carcass weights are the result of more days on feed combined with changing cattle genetics and use of feeding technology such as implants, ionophores, and beta agonists. On the plus side, more days on feed adds quality grade. However, longer feeding periods also decrease yield grade. Although steady the past 4 years, Peel points out the percentage of prime and choice cattle increased from about 68% in 2010 to current levels near 85%. During the same period, he says the percentage of yield grade 4 and 5 cattle has generally increased from less than 9% to an average of nearly 20%. Peel notes the average increase in yield grade 4 and 5 cattle has been especially pronounced in the last year. Peel notes the average increase in yield grade 4 and 5 cattle has been especially pronounced in the last year. Thus far in 2024, he says, the percentage of yield grade 4 and 5 cattle has averaged 23.7%. That's your cattle current market update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 16th of April. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.